From the Roundabout Studios in the Motor City, I'm Eric Tritko.
And I'm Craig Cole.
From Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Jeffrey Ross.
From Long Beach, California, I'm Michelle Naranjo.
And from Knoxville, Tennessee, I'm Zach Bowman.
And I'm producer Ben Sanders.
This is Roundabout.
Hello and welcome to Roundabout, episode number 10, Double Digits, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed.
Every week, like a colony of prairie dogs, we burrow through the depths of the internet in search of a cohesive, zen-like theme. We find all kinds of different topics and news bites to fit that theme, however unrelated or inappropriate they may be. And whatever's left over, well, we talk about it anyway, because we love a good conversation. So welcome, everyone, to episode number 10. As Eric mentioned, double digits for Roundabout. We've survived 10 weeks. That's nearly, what, 3 months now? Pretty impressive. And joining us on Skype are a couple of our folks that were out the last couple of weeks. We have Jeff Ross back. How are you doing, Jeff?
Good. Apparently, I was wrestling cougars, according to Ben.
Did you get any scratches?
No, I didn't.
Okay. All right.
And just the clap.
And of course, Michelle Naranjo is joining us via Skype as well. Michelle.
Hello.
What's going on? How are things out in California?
You know, getting good, getting ready to go to Baja.
Baja. Yeah, you said you had mentioned in the pre-show that you were skipping the Ford Fiesta event next week.
Yeah, it's a real tough decision, you know. Do you go to a Ford Fiesta event, or do you go chase the Rod Hall Racing Team down Baja 1000? So, you know.
You made the obvious choice, right?
Yes.
He offered all the Tecate you could drink, right?
Rod Hall is not a drinker.
Oh, okay.
He said he got drunk once in his life, and that he decided that was a bad idea.
And, of course, also joining us via Skype, Mr. Zachariah Bowman.
That's right.
That's right. How is Knoxville this week? Any exciting news to report?
Any football players holding you up at gas stations this week?
No, but I know that gas station well. It's I wouldn't say right down the street, but it was right down the street from my dorm. So it's fun and exciting. But no, nothing.
Dorm?
I used to when I was in school.
Oh.
I don't live there now. Obviously,
Zach hangs around.
Just
dorm
obviously,
now.
He's upgraded to refrigerator boxes now.
I'm an RA. I'm an assistant.
You get the corner
get older
room,
and
right?
They stay the same age.
Actually, that very gas station was the one that I would time myself from Lexington, Virginia to Knoxville, and I got that down to about 3 hours and 40 minutes. That's about 311 miles.
Hmm.
So,
wow.
Know that one well.
That's pretty fast.
Watch out for Tennessee players now.
That's right. Armed and dangerous, literally.
From Florida.
So let's jump into some of our topics for today. And the theme that we've picked for this week is identity crisis. Some of the stories or the people in the stories that we've got, they may not be real clear on what they are or what they're supposed to be doing. So, Michelle, why don't you start us off? You found this the first story tonight. It's a design concept of sorts of what a car would look like if Apple were to build one. Why don't you tell us about this and, you know, where you found it?
Well, it's an IMO, which I guess stands for iMobility. And it's a student project that is meant to be the Apple version of what a, you know, futuristic transportation device would look like. It's kind of strangely like some of the pod vehicles that the OEMs are coming out with, which, you know, we all sort of look at and go, yeah, whatever. But everyone criticized this one so much more. It's kind of funny. It looks like my G3 Apple Power.
iMac.
Yeah, iMac. My Flower Power iMac with wheels on it.
It's awful. It's this bulbous sort of, Lego kind of or something? Or those plastic spheres. What are those called, Ben? Do you remember? You'd clip them together and they had like gears in the middle.
I can visualize them, but
you know what I'm talking about.
To me, it looks like a cross between a mouse, like Michelle said, one of the old Apple mouses that came with your G3 tower, which I think I still have in my basement somewhere.
Mouses? Is that the plural of computer mouse?
Something like that. Mises.
Okay. Mises.
And one of the 50s style ball chairs, which I put a link for in the chat room to pull up. You can see what I'm talking about. It looks like a combination between those two things. So,
why does Apple need to design a mobility device? Apple didn't, but
even though these people are going to be sued to hell for trademark infringement on a website, trademark for the Apple trade logo, and but
it's like saying if Target built a car, what would that look like? It's totally random, it seems to me. But hey, maybe I'm old fashioned. I'm not with it.
I thought it kind of looked like those rubber bouncy balls like little kids have.
The Super Balls? Pink Super Balls?
Yeah, Super Balls.
Yeah, it's true. Chris Bacchus actually made the suggestion that this would be a great candidate for like a Murder Ball sequel.
My first look at this, my first instinct was, I swear to God, if Apple kills the car, I will be so pissed. That was the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah. It's just so bizarre looking, you know? It's like an iMac G3 with wheels on the bottom. I mean, it's colorful, it's candy colored, it has this kind of translucent top, and then it makes me angry.
Well, it's like the seating is kind of weird. It took me a couple views to figure it out, but it's like, I don't know, like some kind of rubber material maybe
that sucks into
a ball, and yeah, it like almost vacuum sucks in to form the seats. And
yep.
But who hasn't wondered what a car would look like if Apple designed it?
Lots of brushed aluminum and candy effects. Right, Eric?
Sure.
I can honestly say I've never wondered that. Not once
really?
In my life.
Yep. Because they're not typically an automaker.
Yeah, but they're known for design. And
at the end of the day, it's really a Jonathan Ives take, who's their head designer.
Correct.
So. Yeah. And he actually has done a lot of other industrial design, so I would say it would not look anything like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we should name it the eyesore.
That's a good idea. Clever. You're too fast for me.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Now, do you think they're going to develop the balloons that will hook onto these cars and let them fly?
if they come from Colorado.
Pie in the sky. Well, I think that's enough of that story. I'm nauseated still.
It didn't come in brown for him to match his Zune.
My Zune is black, thank you very much.
I'll have you know.
I will have you know. Well, actually, it's black. Or you do the voice better, Ben.
What is your favorite color?
All right, enough of that.
Is that
disappointment.
Where you're going with
that? I have no idea what you're referencing.
Oh, good Lord. He does not know Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
let's not sidetrack this again with carping about my lack of pop culture knowledge. The next story on the list, Eric, why don't you explain this one? Some guy drove his Bugatti Veyron into some water.
Yeah, so apparently this D-bag was driving his...
D-bag? What?
D.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. D. You know, had his Ed Hardy shirt and everything, apparently. So, yeah, driving down the road next to the Gulf there in Galveston, and mysteriously, for some reason, took a right where right went into the Gulf there. And thought his, you know, $1.6 or $1.8 million Bugatti Veyron was a fountain offshore fishing boat or something like that. So, and apparently, from what I originally read, he kept the motor running for over 15 minutes while it was in the water and hydraulically locked the motor. I'm like, okay, the fact that you're in there and then you get out and you still leave the motor running,
Why?
Not only does he get out, he gets out by opening the door. Okay, and the water's only really halfway up the car, right?
Yep.
This is one of 15 in the United States. Right?
Why did it running?
Why? I think we know why. Because he's a dumbass.
Yeah.
That's the only possible explanation.
He was probably using his navigation system and thought there was a ramp there or something.
Look at him. Yeah. I mean, it's like he drove right into the water on purpose.
If you watch it, I mean, he originally claimed that he was distracted by pelicans or something, but it's obvious if you see the video of this, that's not the case. So,
yeah. Although a pelican is a very funny bird,
and you can't say it wasn't like our story from a month or so ago where he had a lady companion providing mm-hmm. service to him because the tunnel in the middle of that car would make that near impossible. So, couldn't have been distracted by that.
Well, maybe she had a rubber neck or was double jointed or whatever that article said. I don't remember.
Who, the pelican?
No, the woman.
Well, pelicans do have awful long necks.
They've got big flaps of skin or something. Yeah.
Oh,
Welcome to the newest low bestiality on Rump.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse.
Yes.
It's worse.
But Ossifer, it's just my pelican.
Her name's Camilla.
So, yeah, I mean, it's like you said, when you have one of, well, I suppose if you have enough money to afford a Veyron and you put it into the water, you're probably not too worried about it, although I suppose the insurance claim could be rather interesting.
Yeah, once you drove that thing into salt water, it was done.
Salt water, too.
Yeah.
The thing is, I would absolutely take that car. If somebody came up to me and was like, listen, you know, this car was stuck in a marsh for like half a day, I'd be like, sweet, I'm absolutely taking that thing. I would drive it around just like it is.
I'd
get all the water out of
the
cylinders.
I'm sure if you just rinsed it off, you know, got the salt residue off, and then, you know, changed the oil or something, make sure the engine isn't completely destroyed inside from being hydrolocked, it'd probably run and... You know,
it'd be great.
Be fun to drive.
Well, look, all you got to do is take it to your local, you know, the county fair, and you have it parked there. You could just drop it off a trailer, and you charge people $20 to have their picture taken with it, and, you know, all of a sudden you could probably afford one in a couple months.
Absolutely. So that's enough, I think, douchebaggery for the time being.
There's more to come.
There is always more to come on Roundabout. Mr. Zach, you found our next story.
I was pretty surprised that it didn't make more news. Evidently, the Secret Service
covered it up or something.
Yeah, it must have been what it was.
Whoever wrote this story, they're dead now.
Two to the head.
Now that we're in our socialist society and all.
That's right. We're next.
Reporting it.
So supposedly the Secret Service, after Veterans Day festivities, was taking the motorcade back to its secure holding location, and at about 2:30 in the morning, in the rain, hit a pedestrian and killed them. Which seems to be the complete opposite of what the Secret Service is supposed to do. Usually,
they're identity crisis. I mean, they're supposed to protect. Not maim, mutilate, and murder.
Well, if you wondered what happened to the other two shooters at Fort Lewis, or wherever that was in Texas, or Fort Hood. Yeah, Fort Hood, sorry. That might have been one of them.
Yeah, maybe.
Sorry.
Now this guy just
not to be in bad taste or throw out stupid conspiracy theories, but hey, you know.
Yeah, how do you run over? Okay, it's 2:30 in the morning and it's raining. All right, I understand visibility is compromised, but still...
Well, what was the guy doing in the road?
That's true. I mean, he could have been drunk and sleeping.
It's not easy to stop a 14,000-pound car.
Yeah.
Not in the rain.
Rail
car. Of course, you know, it says the guy was at an intersection, so I don't know if he was at a crosswalk or just strutting across, but that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, it's unfortunate that he died, but, you know, we got a good story out of it, if nothing else.
Yay us.
Yay.
Thank you, Greg.
And that's awful. So, we'll move on to the next story. Quickly change the subject.
Right, before the Secret Service checks
before
our
before they come knocking down the door here. The next story we've got comes courtesy of Jalopnik. Somebody posted on Craigslist a Chevy S10 for sale, and it has a few special modifications. The guy apparently put a 500? Yes, 500 cubic inch big block Chevrolet or Cadillac V8 in the back of the truck. So it basically is like a rear engine vehicle. You can see the engine sticking up in the bed, and it's directly, you know, driving the rear wheels right there. So that's kind of an interesting hack, I would say. Zach, have you ever seen anything like this, or...
No,
or
I've
wanted
I've
to do something like this yourself.
Yes, yes, no, and yes. Yeah. So when I went to pick up the new motor for the International, it was sitting in the back of the truck, looking all prim and proper. And you know, it'd be great to have a dual engine International. Yeah. Of course, I would never do that. But I think it would be fun. Of course, this is only a single engine and
one engine.
I'm guessing the 4.3 liter V6 is long gone, so now you have this huge chunk of iron in the bed and absolutely nothing over the front wheels.
Yeah, it's probably going to understeer a little bit.
Well, and killer wheelies.
I was going to say stand up a lot. Yeah.
that was my first thought. Is it make a hell of a wheel standing exhibition vehicle for the drag races?
What was that pickup truck? The red one. Oh, it would stand the whole length of a quarter mile.
It's been a couple of them.
No, but it was like a famous one. It was an old Dodge pickup truck with like the flat nose.
A Little Red Express?
No, that was the Dodge Ram version.
Okay.
There was a guy at the local drag strip in Virginia who had a Vega, and it had a plexiglass floor.
Plexiglass floor?
Yeah, he had a big block in it, and when he punched it, the thing would just stand up, and he could see down the track through the plexiglass floor.
Wow.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. So, Michelle, you're in SoCal. There are a lot of, like, mini truck culture down there. Have you ever seen anything like this?
You know, I see a lot of slammed trucks, you know, where they can't drive over speed bumps and everything, but this one, I mean, wasn't there like a little issue with rear engine explosions, that kind of thing? I mean, even Murray, what do you call it? Murray, that makes the riding lawnmowers, recalled their rear engine riding lawnmowers.
My God. When we first moved into this house, there was this ancient snapper riding lawnmower. And it had the rear. It was the Forrest Gump mower. Okay, and that thing scared the shit out of me. I have never been on or around anything internal combustion that scared me as bad as that mower.
It was a riding mower.
It was a riding mower, and like you'd put it in gear and let up off the clutch, and then it would hesitate for like 3 seconds, and then all of a sudden it would jump in gear, and I kid you not, stand up on end. It was it was terrifying. It was absolutely terrifying.
So, like,
wow,
more power than a Dixie chopper?
Yeah, pretty much, pretty much. And, like, you know, you really had to lean over the front wheels to turn. So, like, you'd turn, it would just keep on plowing forward. I sold that thing for $150, and the guy who bought it thought he got the best deal in the world. I was like,
he's the motor for a bar stool or something, right?
You have no
he's
idea.
Lazy boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God! I love riding mowers. When I was in New Mexico a couple of weeks ago, I went to go visit the site of the house that my father built, where I was born. But the house burned down. The owners, like, had some electrical issues a couple of years ago.
I guess
ago.
They
Doesn't
had
say
some
much.
Electrical issues,
right? Doesn't say much about my father's building, right?
He wired it himself. Yep.
So I went to take my daughter to see like where the house was where I was born, and this guy comes riding past on a riding lawnmower down the street and this is in this tiny town in New Mexico called Lovington. It's about a population of, I don't know, like 10,000. And my stepfather says, "Oh yeah, look, it's a Lovington golf cart."
Wasn't there a movie, Ben? I'll ask you.
Yes. Yes, there was.
Yes, actually. There was. Yes. Where some yes, old was. Guy rides around in his mower to yeah. go see his dying. What?
Yeah.
It was based on a true story.
Yeah. What was that called? Anyone remember?
I don't know.
I don't recall. But yeah.
Yeah.
Like rides across the
Flowers
country.
Flowers for Algernon.
Yeah. That was
West
it.
Virginia, yeah. the movie.
Oh, gosh. All right, so after our rear-engined identity crisis with the S10, you know, is it a pickup truck or is it a drag racing performance machine? It can't make up its mind. We have another somewhat similar story. And, Jeff, I'm going to throw this to you because you found it. It's the new Mitsubishi Outlander.
Yes.
So why did you tag this story for Roundabout?
Well, this could have been last week's, too, trying too hard, but I think it fit more in this week's theme. It's half Evo, Lancer Evo up front, which doesn't fit the crossover boxiness. And the Outlander's a great crossover itself, but this is not a good-looking car now.
Have you driven the Outlander?
Yeah, like a 2008 or 2009, okay. Something like that.
Yeah, I The last Mitsubishi I drove was actually an Evo, and it was okay.
The Evo is a great looking car, but that this treatment doesn't work on a Outlander, I don't think.
Looks like some sort of whale shark or something. I don't know. That's what it reminds me of.
Yes.
It's like
agree.
They took the Lancer sport bike and just subjected it to a lot of ugly. Mm. It just seems to be what happened.
It looks. You ever see those little children that like it's almost like they were born without a chin?
They looked at the Audi styling model and said, "Hey, we could do something off of this."
Just horribly bastardized it. Yeah, that's.
So this is the Down syndrome of CUVs. Yeah,
I was going to say that, Ben, for the Apple one, but I was a little too tasteful.
I say definitely from certain angles, it does definitely look like a bottom feeder kind of.
Yeah,
drill.
Well, you know, the whales, the whale shark, they eat plankton and other creatures in the ocean. Does this eat bugs as it's driving in that giant mouth? I mean,
sure, it'll catch a lot of rocks off the back of semis into its radiator grill.
That's yeah, I see this being about as successful as the Axiom. I actually saw one of those driving around the other day. I was someone bought that.
Well, that wasn't a bad-looking vehicle, really.
No, you have got to be kidding me. I thought that thing was atrocious.
Did you prefer the ViaCross?
Oh, that thing was awesome.
The great thing about cars is it's not a one or the other. Yeah. There are 15 other choices. It's not, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
So I think that'll do it. I think it's time that we moved on to our commercial break. Hear a few words from one of our sponsors. And then after that, of course, we'll check our blind spot for our story of the week. Plus, we'll talk about what we've had in the garage. So don't you go nowhere. We'll be back right after this.
Francine, you quiet down now. I was trying to hear my Lynyrd Skynyrd. Oh, hell.
What the fuck's going on here?
Shucks, it's all them chickens in the back seat. They's gotta learn to shut the fuck up.
No need to get your britches in a bind. Try these.
Fuck's that?
It's Grandpa Perkins Confederated Bell Entwine, guaranteed to hitch down your toughest chicken-related emergencies. Just strap that coop down to the roof and you'll be enjoying Knox County's finest FM radio in no time.
That's fine for them, but what about old Rufus here?
No problem. Grampy's Confederated Twine can strap down most anything to the outside of your vehicle. There you go. You're gonna love that bumper, Fido.
Thank you kindly. Now I've got room on the front seat for my 30-pack of Natty Light. Shit, ain't nothing Twine can't do.
That's right. Just remember that name, Grampy Boykin's Confederated Bailing Twine. Go on now, get yourself some.
I got myself some.
Oh, that's right. Confederated Bailing Twine, the only automotive-grade twine endorsed by Merle Snaggins himself, the South's most irreverent vagrant. Pick some up at any one of Grandpa Perkins' 5 convenient locations in the tri-state area. Go on now, get yourself some. So, Zach, did you get the subtle Knox County?
Yeah, I got. You know, it's funny you mention Knox County and chickens.
Do you have a story about the two?
I do. In fact, for a long time, my family was listed as common chicken thieves.
Really?
In Union County, which is actually the next county over, until the courthouse burned down.
Ben, does he has a story for everything.
I agree.
You
I
had a story about goddamn Shriners. How?
Yep.
How?
I'm a lucky man, Craig.
He's well-traveled.
What can I say? I am fucking well-traveled.
I throw this question to you last week, expecting you to say nothing, and then we'll move on to the next story. But no, Zach has a dissertation about the weekend.
Greg, I got you covered.
It's called a yarn.
Yes,
it is.
Yarn.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you.
So, were you actually chicken thieves? Were the Bowmans?
We were, in fact. We were very, very poor after we lost
the War of Northern Aggression.
A grocery store chain, asshole.
was it an A&P?
I don't know what it was. We lost my great grandfather died. We lost the train. Family was dirt poor, and we started stealing chickens to survive. And that was after my grandfather blew the doors off the courthouse. So the burning down had nothing to do.
Did he actually burn the courthouse down?
No. He used a stick of dynamite to blow the doors off the courthouse. The county wanted to make a road through his land, which means they were going to have to take some of his land, and he didn't want them to do that. So he
used explosives, and
he protested.
You weren't just
Craig.
Using a figure of speech. He blew the doors off. No.
Yeah. He literally blew
the doors off.
Uncivil disobedience is what that's called.
Wow. So back on topic, enough about Zach's family life.
You ask, man.
I know.
You just got to quit asking. Like, I'll keep my mouth shut. You just got to quit asking.
You'd think I'd learn, but just keep asking. All right. Our blind spot story of the week. Play the music or whatever, Ben. When news topics go unnoticed or other underreported or, you know, like fall off the radar or something, they land in our blind spot. Tonight's story is another example of how the internet propagates idiocy, and it comes courtesy of our loyal viewer, Mr. Mud Monster. Okay, so what we've got here, this happens to be on Jalopnik right now. There's a guy that posted on a BMW forum. He has a 5 Series, yada yada. He wants to get an M3. So what he's thinking about doing is letting the bank repossess his car, is basically what it boils down to. Awful idea to me. Now, I'm no finance expert. Eric, you have some experience in banking. Why?
Well, I suppose this would work as long as he bought the new car before he let the old car get repoed. Now, that could work, but if he wants to go try and buy something after this one has been repoed and goes to the bank for some financing...
He's effed in the A.
Yes.
Yes.
Not well, going to happen .com to borrow a line from someone we know.
.org.
No. Unless he's really wealthy, that wouldn't even work, because then he'd still have the loan on his credit for the M3.
Yeah, and it's... you know, if he's wealthy enough of that, then what's he doing financing? He should just pay cash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so I'm sorry, Zach, go ahead.
I just want to hear William Shatner read this, his diatribe in spoken word. I really want to see that.
Hmm?
A
certain someone in the studio is distracting me with...
I said I want to hear William Shatner read this in spoken word.
Oh.
This guy's diatribe. It's pretty funny.
It's we'll get into that in a second here. So basically what he did, he posted this big long couple paragraph. Well, it would be the equivalent of a couple paragraphs if he used the enter key. But I love the response one of the forum moderators replied to it with. He did a little list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number one is welcome. Number two, stop making posts from your mobile phone. Number three, if it wasn't your mobile phone, learn to use the keys marked shift and enter, because there is next to no punctuation and no capitalization in his whole paragraph. Then number four, read this. He gives him a link to a Bartleby style guide. And number five, get Firefox and correct the stuff that gets underlined in red when you type, or alternately, learn to spell, and then in parentheses, which would help nicely with number four. So, yeah, the internet, the advantage of the internet, anybody can post anything. The disadvantage of the internet, anybody can post anything. I mean, hell, we're on the internet, so.
Yeah, I'm trying to envision Prime Shatner example. Reading this thing.
Don't waste your brain power.
I've had a 2005 Imola Red M3, but it hooked up from the previous owner.
I don't know. Can't do it.
It had 19-inch Velano rims coated in red. It was crazy with a K, but it had one bad tire. It kept getting flat.
See, I'm more,
no
I know,
tires got flat.
I'm more on the Denny Crane train than I am on the Captain Kirk train.
So, So have Zach? I'll start with you. Have you ever run across anything this ridiculous before in real life?
Thank God, no. I don't respond well to stupidity. You know, I'll be honest. It just makes me violent. You know, I look at something like this, and I read this guy's...
Yes,
and I have guns. Exactly.
Michelle, unplug and plug back in. We've got Cyber Michelle. Just like
she's using
her
voice box. She's a smoker.
That's not funny.
I heard that.
Welcome back, Michelle.
Continue.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. No. I look at this, and you know, this car is a lot of money, and it just seems like this guy is an absolute fucking moron. And I like to think of myself as not an absolute fucking moron, and I can't afford a 5 series. So there's no justice in the world.
Well, it was a 525. So that's like,
I don't care. I don't care. It's a nicer car than I will ever own, guaranteed. So. It makes me angry. That's all I can say.
He has guns and no ambition.
It's not that I don't have any ambition. All right, oh, Mom.
Zing, to quote Zach.
Zing. No. So, yeah, that's, I don't know. Right, makes me angry. Yeah. Moving on.
Yes. What about you, Jeff? You've been awfully quiet. Have you come across anything like this?
I don't understand people that do this. I mean, I guess this kind of got us in the whole problem in the first place, you know, buying houses you can't afford, cars you can't afford. But the idea that you think you can get a car repoed and then go out and buy a better car, I believe they call that lack of common sense.
No, he's probably like 16 or 17 and his parents bought him the car. And he can do whatever he wants, but they said, no, we're not getting you an M3.
No, Orange County, California.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Oh, God, exactly.
Have you run across this person, Michelle?
I mean, I think probably these are
the guy that was when you were at the valet? It's my BMW over there, or whatever that story was.
Well, probably. I mean, I think that there's probably a hangover of those people that didn't suffer under the subprime crash, that, you know, they hadn't bought houses, but they have these cars and they're probably now starting to try to lose them and they haven't changed their mentality at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, idiocy and the internet go hand in hand.
It basically strips my faith in all of Darwinism's principles, you know?
Can we quit trying to save these people and just let them suffer?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're trying to give this guy health insurance.
Yeah, if we had less safety, the stupid, you know, safety regulations and all that crap, the stupid people would die, right?
Yes. More rusted metal. Rusted metal.
And then they'd be out of the breeding population, right? They wouldn't be having kids then if they were dead, typically. So hey, we might get smarter that way. Just a thought, or not.
What car would you buy this guy then, or what car would you assign to him?
Prius.
No, I would give him the Jinglian Landwind SUV from China.
No, the Brilliant.
Yeah, I was going to say the Brilliant.
The crash test of the Landwind.
No, I didn't see that one. I've seen the one of the Brilliant that Jeff
Ben,
was
maybe you can
of.
Pull that up on YouTube.
The Landwind is even better.
The Brilliant the failed. Better. It didn't get one. It didn't give me like.
This is the Landwind is even worse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Godspeed, Ben. But our next story, we've got an update on one we did a few weeks ago. All right.
I haven't had time to find music.
Ben, fail. Fail.
Are you looking for the teletype sound effect?
Yeah.
For breaking story, just coming into the newsroom.
Yep, coming out of the stock ticker thing over here.
I'm Bill Bonds. Oh, sorry, that's a very local.
Yes, a very, and very alcoholic reference.
By the way,
anyone from Detroit will get that.
Well, and if you want, there are a couple Bill Bonds videos floating around YouTube from the 70s that are almost rolling on the floor laughing kind of thing. It makes the whole Bill O'Reilly Let's Do It Live thing look like a mild outtake.
That was something or other. So, all right, what we've got, a couple weeks ago we had our, what was the theme, Ben? Getting it on or?
The It.
Yes, thank you.
The It episode. The
It was supposed to be subtle, Craig.
Well, we lost our subtlety like instantly. And it looks like, Ben, did you find?
Well, I'm using Mud Monster's link he gave me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that door seals.
He's a door seals team player.
Really well there.
Yeah, and actually, I think I found the land wind, Ben, so I'll just go ahead and send that to you, since we've already moved on to the next story. But anyway, the Darts Prombron, that Russian SUV with, like, panda fur and whatever else. You guys remember, right? Or
yes.
Not.
Whale penis.
You're giving away the punchline, Ben.
We're allowed to say it now.
My parents aren't watching, for one.
No, Ben, why did you tell them to watch for that episode? Why? He's like, hey, Mom and Dad, watch Roundabout this week. For the sexually tinged episode. I
didn't know what
tinged
awful,
episode.
Dirty thing you had in your head.
Really? Really?
You couldn't have imagined something?
Ben, your dad just showed up on chat.
And she's not joking. Hi, Ben.
That's great.
Oh,
that's
dear.
That's great.
He's got perfect timing. So anyway, Darts Prombron SUV. Luxury, you know, six-figure Hummer-esque beast thing from the former Soviet Union. Was taking some heat for the interior trimmings they were using. If you remember, as you should, it had whale penis leather or something. So now they've basically, Greenpeace, World Wildlife Federation, World Wildlife Fund, and apparently Pamela Anderson have all been outraged, right?
Of all the reasons to change something, Pamela Anderson's opinion has got to rank in the bottom two.
Well, she is a celebrity, so I mean,
so?
She's got
and probably
say.
Not if you're a Russian male. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. So.
She's probably just not used to big penis that don't have hepatitis.
Well, so moving along, the long and short of this is they circumcised the car.
So to speak.
Yes, then they got rid of the offending material, if you will, from wherever, the inside. So, okay, I think that's enough of that.
Hey, guess what?
What, Ben?
That.
Oh.
We're moving on.
Yes. So now it's time to talk about what we've had in the garage. Okay. And I'm the only one that's driven anything this week, as usual. That's important.
Well, some of us don't have a line of 92 car companies offering to give us cars to drive.
And some of us don't care. So. All right. Enough being a dick. I'm sorry. Yes.
As if.
Funniest joke all night right there.
No, I liked the courthouse better, Zach. That was a good story. We'll have to bring that up later. Another date.
I still think that, I don't know, I think some of his stories are just made up. No one can have that many stories.
Sadly, it's not true.
It's not true.
It killed that it's not made.
Well, you know, if you ever feel like moving into Michelle's neighborhood, I'm sure we could get you a job as a sitcom writer with all the stories that you have.
Maybe.
There's only a few around here.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Zach Bowman Show.
It's just 30 minutes of me sitting there crying.
All right, GTI, VW. I'm going to ask, have any of you driven the GTI recently?
No.
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 In the last 5 years?
No. Yes.
Okay. We have something to talk about then, maybe. All right. Hot hatchback. I had the 5-door. Very nice car. It looks cool. It's got those slicer wheels or something. They've got big circular holes in it where the spokes are. Looks nice.
It's not the same without the sound, Ben.
Well, it has to be muted for us.
I know.
The Kleinus GTI commercial.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you had had this music playing, so. I remember when that came out and the whole hot rod community was completely offended that they had stolen little GTO and...
Kleiner GTI, du siehst prima aus.
Yeah.
Ich liebe dich zu
fahren. And I can completely see Craig cruising through Detroit listening to that.
Got my wraparound sunglasses on.
Here's the thing, though. If you watch the whole video, you never see car commercials like this anymore.
They're all awful nowadays.
You know, I mean, they're like showing how the car should be driven.
Mm-hmm. Well, that gets you like sued nowadays. So,
F the lawyers.
All right. So, in the garage, VW GTI. Nice car. Looks good. Redesigned it recently. Sixth generation. What can I say? It's fun. It's got a nice interior. It's comfortable. The heated seats are like the most powerful I've ever tried. You could like cook eggs on them, I think. They like they
Greg's
blister.
Instantly sterile from riding around those seats.
Yes.
So
all right.
So what's really different from this generation to the last one? Because it looks pretty much the same. It's pretty much the same engine.
Very similar, like you said, looks inside and out. I mean, I think they when they restyled it, they brought a little bit of it would be the Mark IV Volkswagen. So it's a little bit more squared off. It looks a lot better, I think, than the previous version of the car. But other than that, it's just, I think, refining what they had, really. They had a solid start, so make it better.
I'm still kind of hacked off that they won't bring the Scirocco.
Yeah, I wish.
Seriously.
I saw one of those in Tampa when I lived down there, and I was driving on I-75, and it was going southbound. I was going north, and I cut across the median and busted a U-turn trying to catch up to him.
What were you driving at the time?
My Jeep Grand Cherokee.
All right. Well done.
But he blew away from me.
But about the GTI, I will say that it has the 2-liter turbo engine under the hood. That is my favorite 4-cylinder engine, I think, ever. It's just awesome. I would go as far as to say that because, I mean, it's not the most powerful. It's not the most efficient. But it's just smooth. It sounds good. It's got low-end torque. It's got high-end power. It gets good mileage.
Wait, that's the same motor that's in the A4 Audis?
Yep, A4 Audis. Yeah, okay. You know, Tiguan.
It's a good one.
VW Tiguan. It's fantastic. It's as smooth. It's smoother than excellent 6-cylinder engines. It's that good.
Do you think it was good enough to be the automobile car of the year, though?
I can't say. I haven't driven all the cars this year, so.
Other than the CTS, CTS-V, has there been anything that's been really outstanding or really like knocked everyone back this year?
The LaCrosse.
A lot of people are really talking about the 2010 GT500, but they're only making like a handful of those.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like an awesome car. Don't get me wrong,
it's nice. But I wouldn't call that car of the year. I'd just call that a decent, albeit expensive, hot rod.
Right.
Yeah. Well, VW GTI, if you're in the market for a performance hatchback, you'd be hard-pressed to do any better than that. But now I think it's time that we moved on to our Highway Hearsay segment. Highway Hearsay is all about what we've seen out on the road, from weird sightings to the stupid things people do. I have another Highway Hearsay this week, and as a matter of fact, it was in the exact same place on my commute home as it was last week, ironically enough. If you recall, last week I saw some, like, I think it was the next-gen Charger as I was getting off I-75 in Auburn Hills, right by the Chrysler headquarters. Same place this week, and I managed to get a picture. And Ben, I hope you found those.
I did.
Good.
There's very good. Picture one.
Let's Where?
Throw those up. It's hard to see. You can look over the median there. Ben, maybe you can zoom in on it a little bit. But I saw that, and I was barely able to get a picture without crashing. But if you notice, can any of you tell what that is? It's a car from a few years ago.
I can't. Where's the picture?
ZX2 Escort?
On the feed.
No, not a ZX2.
Yeah, I can't watch the feed, or my sound gets worse. Oh. So.
Well, guess anyway,
no idea.
Zach.
Ford Contour.
Bingo! That is a Ford SVT Contour.
That's courtesy of Mud Monster, because I can't see a picture.
Oh. Well, what fun was that?
I'm just reading off the thing.
Yeah. I almost got one of those for $600 once.
It was, an SVT?
Yeah, Contour. Ooh. It was a mechanics lien, and somebody else bought it before I could.
I mean, those are nice, fun little cars to drive. 200 horsepower, yeah. 2.5 V6.
Dang straight, man.
Yeah.
Pretty quick.
My friend had one. Sounds good when you drive it. You know, that induction.
Interior is absolute crap,
oh,
but that's
yeah.
okay.
Well, quality-wise, he didn't have many problems with his, like maybe a motor mount or something, mm-hmm. brakes, but just little stupid things, like the rear door stays.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you would open the rear doors, and they would just... They just this horrible, horrible. I can't even describe it. Blood curdling, like scraping, squealing, screaming. George Lucas could not engineer a sound like that for a Star Wars movie if he tried. I mean, it was just.
Have you seen the Star Wars movies, Craig?
Hmm.
Have you seen the Star Wars movies, Craig?
Yes.
Okay. I gotta
sit
ask.
Alone in my basement and watch Star Wars.
I had to ask.
Now that I can believe, Craig.
It helps get the sad out of me, you know. So yeah, there you go. I found saw an SVT Contour, but it was painted like multicolor, black. I think a little bit of white or gray and orange on the back. So
bomb can special.
Yeah. Well, not you know. It didn't look like they did a bad job on it. But it's definitely not my cup of tea. So, nice car otherwise. Interesting to see it on the road still, all these years later. But hey, there you go.
Rest in peace, SVT.
Yep. Rest in peace, Ford Detour. Contour. Anyway, I think that will wrap things up for this week. Great job as usual, guys. Jeff Ross. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Awkward. No. You know the drill. What do you want?
All my stuff is on autotropolis.com. Hopefully I'll be getting into a Nissan 370Z Nismo this week.
Nismo. The fleet company really likes you if you get that.
Oh. Yeah. And then hopefully a Mazda Speed 3 after that. So.
Cool. Yeah, cool deal.
Interesting to see here your take of that versus Craig's take of the GTI.
Yeah, absolutely. Michelle Naranjo.
Yes. Z.
Olay.
Taco.
Mazel Tov.
Wow, In-N-Out Burger.
Thank you for joining us again, Michelle.
Oh, always a pressure.
I'm surprised she keeps coming back, frankly.
Oh, I love you guys.
The all-you-can-eat roundabout buffet. Get food
perfect for a cougar on a Friday afternoon.
Wow.
I forget about the time zone difference out there.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, so...
All right, so you're like on carsalsa.com or something?
carsala.com and missmotormouth.com. And this week I will be standing in line to get my expedited passport on Monday, if anybody wants to come. And then on Wednesday I will be in Mexico following Rod Hall Racing for the Baja 1000.
Oh,
and
have to hear about your reports.
Sounds yeah, exciting. And my friends at Desert Dingo are kind of threatening that I might get to drive a leg with them, but I don't know.
If you watch Dust to Glory, just to brush up?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm preparing my clothes that I can throw away. I'm going to be dusty, dirty, sore, and very happy.
Do you get a catheter like Michael had? How do they work that?
No.
And to see Eric just rubbing his face right now in utter disgust.
You know, we've seen a lot of conversation killers on this show, but that was by far the best. I mean, shit just stopped when he asked that question.
Sorry, gosh.
I'm going to go Officer Bilbo here in a second.
One other question for you, Michelle.
Yeah.
Did you ever get your website back from those Turkish pirates or whatever had stormed your site?
You know what? I did. And here's what's really funny is I went through my site meter and the last person that actually hit my blog before it went down was in Dearborn, Michigan on a Mac.
And
Eric.
Wasn't me.
So I wrongly accused the Romanians and I apologize to all.
Oh, they weren't pirates then. Sorry.
Blame Scott Monty, okay?
Is he a Mac guy, really?
No, actually, he's not.
I didn't think so.
All right, Zach Bowman.
Yes, Greg Cole.
The resident ginger.
Hey, right. We can't. He made it clear before. We can't make fun of him for being Southern and ginger in the same episode.
But I saw the picture on Skype, and I got to say.
Oh, no.
What am I supposed to do?
Burns.
What am I supposed to do?
I'm just...
24 years I've been getting this shit. 24 years.
Oh, so you blogs.webrides or something?
Yep, blogs.webridestv.com and exhaustnote.com.
Okay. And working on anything special here?
No, not a thing.
Working?
I'm working and getting paid, which is all I can ask for right
okay,
now.
Okay,
so.
Very good, very good. That's what right. Are you doing? Anything exciting?
Well, I just got an exciting book in the mail. I ordered a book on tuning SU carburetors because my carburetors for the Spitfire came in about 3 weeks ago.
Exciting.
So if I can work in some time between now and the end of the year, I would like to try and get the engine in that car running well.
What kind of southerner are you not to grab a Holley carburetor on that thing?
I thought about it.
Those SUs are side draft, right?
They are side draft.
And they have the slide, constant velocity?
Yeah, a little damper in there that's operates inside of an oil vacuum. It's some kind of voodoo. That's all I can say.
Had one on his Harley Road King, and he tried to explain to me that you put different weights of oil in there, and you can... change, you know, how fast it ramps up or something. I don't understand.
It's bizarre. I don't know anything about carburetors to begin with. I'm a big fan of fuel injection. You plug it in and it starts. And I think
every
that's
time.
Every time.
Every
exact.
Single time.
There's no cursing. There's no sacrificing of chickens. You know, you just get in and go.
Well, but, that is until the battery dies and then you can't. They're a bit of a pain to bump start when you got no battery.
That's true. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I've had pretty good luck with that. I've had a lot of crappy fuel injected cars. So,
or when a $2,000 ECU goes out,
that's the big one. I mean, there are three wires on this car, and all of them have gone bad. So, you know.
Wow.
Anyway,
yeah, that's a story for next week. I think
that's right.
Yeah,
gather around, children. I'll tell you a story.
Yeah, next week's highway hearsay, indeed. Eric Tritko. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to plug?
Go to your newsstands and buy this month's the current edition of Road Racer X. Road Racer X because it has an article from me in it. Hit my blog.
Whoa. You plugged that last week. You can't do that twice in a row.
We'll see if they keep selling more and more than they usually do. Then I get invited to write more and more for them, and seeing as how I don't have a job lined up until about March. Okay.
Sorry. Just giving you a hard
time.
Wait,
you have a job lined up?
I have no jobs lined up till March. That's the problem.
But March you think you might?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
But you will be in Dearborn.
Just clarifying. Next, just right? Clarifying.
Yes.
Well, you're in Dearborn every
day. Yeah, I'm pretty much in Dearborn about 7 days a week, yes.
But for the Fiesta.
For the Fiesta thing, yes. I'll go the whole 4 miles from my house over to Ford Test Center to go there. So hit the website.
Fly you in.
Yeah, hit the crack pipe, hit my website. There's some really funny stuff from the guys at Midweek Motorsport that I posted this week about the little thing they put together about the US F1 team. It's freaking hilarious. Some of the funniest stuff I've seen in a long time.
Cool deal. And lastly, I'd like to thank our producer, Ben Sanders, for making this live broadcast and, of course, the edited podcast possible. Ben, thank you as always.
Craig, you are welcome as always.
Robotic Ben, thank you. Remember, visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, for more great content throughout the week, including links and show notes. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or criticisms, just shoot us an email. Swing by the site and click on the email button in the sidebar. If you're feeling really ambitious, you can even suggest story ideas for upcoming shows. You can also follow us on Twitter. Just go to twitter.com/roundaboutshow. And to make sure you never miss an action-packed episode, subscribe. Just search for Roundabout in the iTunes Music Store or on the Zune Marketplace. Anyway, thanks to all of you out there listening. Join us again next week as we circle the Roundabout. We'll talk to you then.
I got myself some.
You show.
No.
Do.
Bluegrass.
Got yourself some, that is.
I'm going to the doctor to get a shot for that.
H1N1, eh?
No, some pustules.
Oh.
Crusty.
I didn't try the Epsom salt.
You've been sticking things in your news hole again?
Everybody laughs at that.